Good morning. We continue with our study of Nachiyomi as we do every single day. Lili Nishmas Avi Moria Rav Hillel B'Meir Chel Mechel Zichrono Lebracha and the late great Rabbi Jerry Acker Zichrono Lebracha. We are in Sefer Shmuel Aleph. We're up to Perek Yed Aleph. All of B'nai Yisrael had found out that Shaul HaMelech was elected king, and some of the people didn't exactly accept it, if you remember yesterday. And so Shaul HaMelech seems to have gone home. Vayal Nachash HaAmoni, Vayichal al Yavish Gilad, Vayomer Kalanche Yavish el Nachash, Kras Lanu Bris V'Navdeka. So what happened was, the people turned around, and they realized that there was an issue. So Nachash HaAmoni went up, and he set up a battle against the people of Yavish Gilad. So the people of Yavish Gilad freaked out, and asked that you should go ahead and make a deal with us. They said to Nachash, don't kill us, says Metzudas David, right? And then we'll serve you. We'll just capitulate. Right? When you cut out your right eye, right? And you go ahead and proceed in such a situation. What does that mean, calling out your right eye? So Rashi cites a medrash. He says, bring your Sefer Torah that was given me, Mino, Eishtas Lamo, and I'll burn it. Why? Because I can't take that pasuk, lo yavo amoni bekal Hashem. And the Torah is dear to us as much as our right eye. Others point out that it's a reference to Mashiach ben Yosef, that you knock out Mashiach ben Yosef. So, and he says, then I'll go ahead and I'll get rid of that insult. Right? So, v'yomer elav ziknei yavish gilad, heref lanu shivas yamim, v'nishlacha malachim b'chol gvul Yisrael, v'min moshio sanu v'yatsanu v'ylecha, give us 7 days. We need to send messengers through all of Am Yisrael to see no one wants to save us, then we'll come out to you and we'll deal with it. In other words, if you attack us suddenly before that is the case, there can be no solution. You have to give us time to go ahead and give us that time. Otherwise, we'll give into the disgrace, says the Al-Shech, that you're trying to set us up for. Right? Rabbo Amalachim give us Shaul. So the messengers came to give us Shaul, and they went ahead by Dabut Varim Basnea Am. They spoke to the people. To go ahead, they went over there to get the head of the king, and they spoke to the people since Shaul wasn't there at the time. Once again, that was Shaul not being around. So everyone got up and cried. So Shaul came after the cattle. In other words, after the time that the cattle come in, say Rashi. But others point out that when a person is a leader over Am Yisrael, so he's not allowed to do any labor in front of three people. So Shaul was appointed king. He shouldn't have been working with the cattle, says the Radak. But others point out that since he wasn't yet accepted, and so therefore he didn't take the active role of king, he was allowed to do labor, and that's why he was doing his farm work during that time. So he asked the people, Shaul says, I don't understand, why are they all crying? What's going on over here? So he told them, this is what's going on with the people of Yavish Gilad. So he got this superior strength, and he got very angry. He split apart his cattle and he cut them into pieces, and he said, if anyone doesn't come out to war, this is what we're going to do to his cattle. In other words, to his animals. We can assume to mean that it's going to happen to his situation if he says he's too busy. So the people had a sense of fear in that situation, and they went out with a sense of awe. It was Yirah Shamayim, and so they didn't go ahead. They came out as one united nation. And he counted them in Bezek. Right, and by you, Bnei Yisrael, 30,000. They turned out there were 300,000 people, and just in Yehuda there were 30,000. So by Yomu LaMalachim Aboim, they came to the messengers and they said, "Ko Samrum LeIsh Yavish Gilad, Machar Tielachem Chua B'Chom Hashemesh." This is what you're going to tell the people tomorrow. By the time the sun's hot, you will be saved. By Yavo LaMalachim, by Yigid LaAnshe Yavish Gilad, by Yismachu. So they went ahead. And they took account, and the people of Yavish Gilad were quite happy. It's fascinating when Joel goes ahead and he counts the people. The Gemara says that he counted them using earthenware. Bezek is not necessarily the name of the place according to the Gemara in Yuma. He used pebbles, which is the right way to count people. We'll see that's going to be a difference between him and say David HaMelech will get punished for the way that he counts the people. So the people of Yavish said, tomorrow we'll come out to you, and you'll do whatever is good in your eyes. So Shaul came out into three groups. He has three armies ready to attack. And he came within the camp in the morning. And the ones who remained scattered, no two of them stayed together. That is to say, everyone divided, and Shaul attacked the camp during the third watch, which is in the morning, says the Radak, and he was very successful, and he didn't allow them to band together. No one should be put to death this day, right? What is that? So Rashi says, anyone who said, Shaul yimloch aleinu, anyone who said in a negative way in the last parak, someone Shaul's going to rule over us, we should take them and put them to death. So in such a situation, he came along and he had to deal with them. But Shaul said that he was pretty lenient in that regard, and he showed himself once again because of his innocence, his style. Shaul HaMelech actually was a little bit too lenient, and for this once again we see that he's a little too lenient on his kavod. Sometimes you have to be a little bit strict when you're a melech. Shmuel told the people, let's go to the kingdom, we should go ahead and establish and renew the reign of Shaul HaMelech. Because once upon a time it was a divisive issue, now it should be a united issue. So at that point in time, they went to Gilgal and they offered Zvachim, and they were very happy. And they, up until that time, because at that point in time, Rashi says, there was no longer any opposition since Shaul had already saved the people under those circumstances, and they were happy in front of Hashem. With that, we close out the 11th parak of Sefer Shmuel Aleph, and Be'ezus Hashem will continue tomorrow morning. Everyone have a fantastic, amazing day.